In today's halacha, we're going to review the laws relevant to Mishloach Manos. It's learned from a pasuk in the Megillah, Mishloach Manos Ish L'Reyehu, that it's a mitzvah on Purim for each Jew to send gifts to each other. There are two reasons mentioned behind this mitzvah. One reason is the reason of the Manos Levi, written by Rav Shlomo Alkevetz of Sfas, which writes that the entire purpose of the Mishloach Manos is to increase in love and friendship amongst other Jews. Thus, it is a mitzvah of Avos Yisrael. The Trumas Hadeshin, one of the great Ashkenazi Poskim, writes that the reason and purpose behind Mishloach Manos is in order to make sure that every single Jew has food to eat for the Purim Seudah. There are various ramifications between these two reasons, such as, for example, must the receiver know who the giver was? Or can the giver give it anonymously to the receiver? According to the Trumas Hadeshin, the whole purpose is just to have food for the meal, so the giver fulfilled his obligation, even though the receiver doesn't know who gave it to him. However, according to the Manos Levi, since the whole idea is to increase friendship, friendship has not been increased because the receiver does not know the identity of the giver. And so, too, the other ramifications that are also relevant. Practically, we are machmir like both reasons. Who is obligated to give Mishloach Manos? So the obligation applies to both men and women. They are equally obligated to send Mishloach Manos. The Magen Avraham brings down that married women are also to be stringent to give Mishloach Manos on behalf of themselves, in addition to the Mishloach Manos that's sent by their husband. And they hence should not rely on their husbands. And so is recorded in many achredim, and that is the halacha. Thus, the husband is to give his wife permission to distribute her personal Mishloach Manos, of which she distributes herself, or the husband distributes it for her, but telling the receiver that this is from his wife. All other family members are also obligated to give Mishloach Manos, and thus children are not to rely on the fact that their parents are sending. This applies even if the children are supported and still live at home, they are to give their own personal Mishloach Manos to fulfill this mitzvah. Children starting from the age of chinuch are likewise to be educated to give Mishloach Manos, and as the Rebbe stated, that if one is in doubt as to whether the child has reached the age of chinuch or not, he has to be stringent in this matter. A mourner, a person who is in avelus, is obligated to send Mishloach Manos. However, he is not to send foods or festivities such as sweets and superfluous delicacies, and rather is to send meat and other more simple meal foods. When is one to send the Mishloach Manos? The Mishloach Manos must be sent during Purim daytime, not at night, and not after Shkia of Purim. It has to be sent within the time of day of Purim. Within the day, the best time to give Mishloach Manos is after Shacharis, and not before Shacharis, in order so the brach of Shechiyanu, that one says on the Megillah, also counts on the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos. The Rebbe's custom was to distribute the Mishloach Manos several minutes after Shacharis. To how many people is one to send Mishloach Manos? So the halacha is that by Mishloach Manos one sends two gifts to one person, while by Matanos of Yehin one sends one gift to two people each. Nevertheless, even though the obligation is only to send Mishloach Manos to one person, as the Mechaber concludes, one who sends to more than one person is praised for doing so. So Rebbe's custom was to send Mishloach Manos on Purim day to three people, a Kohen, a Levi, and a Yisrael. As stated in Sefer Menhagim, this is not a directive for the public for people to follow. Who should one send to? The gifts may be sent to any Jew, whether the Jew is poor, whether the Jew is wealthy. By Mishloach Manos, it makes no difference of the recipient's financial state. However, men may only send to men and women to women, and not the opposite. The reason for this is because people may come to think that this gift that was sent was a gift of engagement. So in order to negate this, we don't send Mishloach Manos to the opposite gender. This is opposed to Matanos Levi'enim, which may be given to the opposite gender. One may not send Mishloach Manos to a mourner. This applies for anyone who's mourning for a relative within 30 days or mourning for a parent within the 12 months. It does not help to send the gifts to the mourner's wife if one's true intentions and friendship is towards the mourner himself. And the same would apply if the wife is a mourner, it would not help for her friends to send the gifts towards the husband. What is to be included in the Mishloach Manos? What does one have to send? So one is required to send at least two gifts to a single person. The laws applicable to these gifts are as follows. Number one, they have to be food. And not only do they have to be food, but they have to be ready-made food, food that is ready to eat without any further preparation. Thus, clothing and money is invalid for Mishloach Manas. Raw meat is invalid for Mishloach Manas because it requires cooking. A drink is valid, and thus one can send a drink with food, and that would be valid, and that's how the Rebbeim, Rebbe Seinu Nisyeinu, would fulfill the mitzvah Mishloach Manas through sending a bottle of mashke and some cake. It's brought down in Paiskim, already many from previous generations, that today the custom is to send sweets as Mishloach Manas, and not necessarily meal foods. Unlike the famous misconception, there is no requirement whatsoever that the gifts be of two different blessings, and in fact, they may even be the same exact gift, as is the Lashon in Shulchan Aruch, that you can send two pieces of meat. Nevertheless, there are Paiskim Baruch HaShulchan that say that they shouldn't be the same exact food, like two pieces of the same food, but rather should be two different foods, but once again, there's no mention in any Paiskim regarding a requirement of two different brachas, and it is incorrect halachically. How much food should it contain? Meaning the two gifts of food that are given, how much of quantity should they have? So if possible, each food should contain a kazayis of food by foods and a revius of liquid by a beverage. If this is not possible, then at the very least, both foods together should contain a kazayis. At the very least, each gift alone should be worth one pruta. In the event that one does not have what to give, then he can fulfill his obligation by switching his meal with a friend and having his friend give him his meal and him giving his meal to his friend. Sending the Mishloach Manas through a messenger, it's debated amongst Paiskim whether one has to, should, or should not send through a messenger. Some say one has to, some say one doesn't have to, others say one shouldn't send through a messenger. Practically, the minhag is to send the Mishloach Manas through a shliach through a messenger. And as it brought in the Kedushas Levi, the custom is to appoint one's children to deliver the Mishloach Manas and Matanos Avyeinim in order to educate them in mitzvah.